This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
But we found this amazing soccer team, and they call themselves Itsani Old Gogo's Football Club. In studio with us, we have Coach Eric Ramavale, who's with us, and we have players Mama Joyce and Mama Emily, who are with us as well. They were established in 2011, and it's all about a lot of things, right? Flexibility, strength, and health. But it's a positive outlet for managing stress and anxiety. Welcome, welcome, welcome to you all. Thank you for being here.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you
for inviting us.
And I believe you traveled all the way from Limpopo
yes.
to come and see us.
Yes.
Ah, that makes me so happy. Thank you so much. Thank you. So, Coach Eric, maybe I start with you. Tell us a bit more about Itsani Old Gogo's Football Club. You know, football clubs for older citizens are hardly ever highlighted or given space. So tell us about what you do.
No, thanks, Pam. My name is Eric Ramavale, former Black Leopards captain. I'm a coach of Itsani Old Gogo's, which is found in Limpopo, Toyando. Mm. Itsani Old Gogo's, we are talking about people who are over 60 years
uh-huh.
and who are playing soccer and some other activities. It includes men and women. We are talking about the pensioners only. Mm. So those are the people who are based around Toyando, Shayandima, around Vembe area.
Mm.
Because normally if you can find people from far away like Louis Richard Pulukwane, they are too far.
It's too hard to get them.
Yeah. Mm. So there are the people who are, some of them whom are there, are training with us. They are pensioners who were doctors, nurses, teachers, principal. Any department you can find it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why it's a team which is organized in a way whereby we want to go far and we want to show the nation, or they are old but they are not old enough.
Mm. And I see Mama Joyce and Mama Emily nodding their heads. Not too old. I wonder if you can take us through the story, Mama Joyce, about finding Itsani Old Gogo's Football Club and what made you want to participate in the club.
Okay. I'm Joyce Ramnenyua. I'm a player at Itsani Old Gogo's. I heard about this team from my cousin. She always tell me about Itsani Gogo's. I'm going to play soccer there while I was still working.
Yes.
Then I was very much interested that after I resign, I'm going to join you. Because when I look at my cousin, she was always active. I'm younger than her.
Mm.
But the way she was active, it attracted me. So last year when I resigned from my work, I joined Itsani Gogo's thinking that I'm just going to play soccer.
Mm.
But to my surprise, when I arrived there, I found that it's more than what I expected.
Okay.
It was so interesting. I was like a school girl. I was like a six-year-old girl. I really enjoy soccer. And it made me being active, being happy. Like while we are at work, you see that we enjoy being with somebody, we talk,
yes,
make friends. So
but when you retire,
and when you retire, you think of going home.
Mm.
You go and relax, waiting for your death.
You know, you laugh, but that's part of an issue that we see on a very regular basis.
Exactly.
That people who are doctors, who are busy, who are front of house, reception, whatever it is, you're busy in your career. And then when you retire, see, there's nothing else to look forward to. So, Mama Emily, this gives you something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my name is Emily. I'm 64 years old, amazing, as you can see. And then after I retired, I took early retirement okay, because of my condition. I was very ill by that time. And then I retired at the age of 56 years. Then by that time, the condition was not good enough. Mm. But I heard about Itsani Gogos, the elder who were playing. Mm. And those people, they look so young and no more ill health to them. Mm. So I joined them in 2022. It's not so long. Yeah. But from that time, you can see I gained a lot because I found most of the people, they are my family. The ill health condition is no more and we are enjoying a lot. Our coach trained us too much. Hey, he's so nice to the elder. You know, elder people, they do forget sometimes because of aging. Yes. But he doesn't care. He just allows us as we are.
So you feel comfortable?
Very comfortable. Yeah. Very comfortable.
I'm curious to know, what does Eric make you do? The training, the running, Eric? Don't do that to our mothers.
We are used.
What does the training look like, Mama Joyce? Let's hang every day.
The training, the first time, it was tough for me.
Yeah.
I couldn't run. I couldn't, I was having a back pain. But so when I arrived there, the coach, he will say, now we are going to lay down on our back and then you have to come
sit
back.
Sit-ups.
Then after I did that, those things, no more back pains.
Wow.
No more pain, I can tell you. I can even stand with one leg for more than a minute or for more than 2 minutes. So I'm enjoying those trainings. Now I can run. Even my family are surprised that Ma can run. I can run.
Sure. Mom Emily, you were talking about how you had a bad health condition that forced you to leave work. And so how do you feel now? And what does the training do for you?
So now what I can tell you, my condition by that time, it was not allowed me to do strenuous exercises, but I trained myself bit by bit until when I went to the doctor. Doctor told Mori, you must continue. You are now fit for this sports of elderly people.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm okay now.
I mean, do you think, Eric, part of the issue is that you are solving is that we don't move enough? As South Africans, we don't gym enough. We don't exercise enough. Mm-hmm. Hey, Eric, Coach Eric.
Yeah, there is one thing that I've realized when I quit football or when I retire, because the time when I was still playing professionally, and when I came back home, people they find Ori. Eric is a celebrity. Cannot join those old gogos. He was supposed to join some good teams.
Okay.
You know, but giving back to the community, I just went there and then I realized, no, man, most of the elder people, they are no longer there. What can we do? And then we just group them. And then they started a team. I joined them. There were like five. But normally, as I'm talking now, we are 70 or 77.
77?
Yes.
That's incredible.
You know why? You know why?
Yes.
There was even another lady who came to training. She was having a stroke. It was a left hand and a right leg. So I started doing some warm-up with her. 2 to 3 weeks walking.
Gently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And normally, those one who have been there for 2-3 years, they can go for 1.5 hour to 2 hours, but there are breaks
okay.
whereby we'll say, no, it's time for water.
Yes.
it's time for something to eat.
Yeah.
And when whatever you are doing, it means you must consult with some of the doctors who are training with you.
I was going to ask, this is important just for movement, yes, but you are dealing with a very specific part of society where you do need medical intervention. You need to understand what's happening with the muscles and the bones, etc. So tell me about your team that helps you to put your players in the best health they can be.
Yeah, you know, what I did at my team, normally it's by the grace of God. Because when you are training those elder people, you have to know, Ori, anything can happen at any time. But the exercise that we are doing, I have to go through and check each and every activities to say, if you are doing these activities, if you have got something like this disease, don't do it. Do it like that. And it's private, because she will come to me privately
and talk one-on-one.
One-on-one. Yeah. And then I just said, no, stop. Keep on joking. 1, 2, 3, 4, one side.
Got you.
And then it goes bit by bit.
So, Ndate Eric, are you doing this research yourself, or do you have a sports psychologist and a sports doctor and a physio, or is it just all you?
You know, I've got a friend who's a physio, and there are some doctors, as I have said.
Yes.
So we did consult each and every time, because if I found Ori, somebody has got a hamstring. What caused a hamstring? Is it stretching? Is it what? And then I take it from there.
Yeah.
Because if I don't consult, I'm going to have a problem.
Going to injure them further.
Hey. Mm. But what surprise, even those who have got stroke, as I'm talking now, she's running.
Oh, that's incredible. That's so powerful.
No medicine. Medicine is exercise.
Yeah. Hey. And it's exercise, but it's also, as Mama Emily was saying, you build a family. You have built a team, or you have friends, you have people who you can look forward to being with every single day, which is very important. I'm very curious about the games. Okay? A, how many on a team on the pitch? Is it the same as we're seeing in the Euros and PSL, or do you have your special time frame? How long is each half? How many players are in the team? And then who do you play against? Is there a Gogo's League? Or is there, you know, you playing matches against each other? Can you explain how it works?
Okay. You know, our motto, if you are a professional, you are coming to a lower level, treat them as professional.
Okay.
They will play as professional. So they can tell you, or which formation did we use?
Yes, I want to know formation all of that.
They can tell you the formation, or the formation that we used to play. It can be 4-4-2, 3-5-2. They know their position.
What position do you play, my Emily?
7.
Okay.
And then 7 is a wing.
Yeah.
This one, even they've got nicknames.
This is the stuff I want to know. All right, so I'm calling you Mama Emily. Yeah. I want to call you your soccer name, please.
Okay.
What is it?
It's Tarika.
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 Tarika. Oh, Tarika.
Because I'm so fast when I'm running. Yeah.
Number 7 as a wing.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
You know, number 7, you can just go.
The whole pitch.
Yeah.
Up and down. Wow. Ma'am Joyce?
I'm number 9.
Yes.
A striker.
Wow.
And my soccer name, Tsiki Tsiki Tsiki.
You know why?
I wasn't expecting that.
You know what they call her Tiki Tiki?
Oh, please tell me.
Sometimes she went to the corner. She did like she wanted to shoot. She closed the ball. They jump. People say Tiki Tiki. It's where the name started.
Wow. The skill, the pace, the faking, shooting, the goal scoring.
Yeah. Yes. Because those people, we played 11 aside each and every time.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Because we develop professional scene to amateur. And then we like challenges because those people, they know already they have to play World Cup. Now they're going to play African Cup. So what?
So there is a league, a Gogo's league, or there's a... Oh, you're saying the professionals know that?
No.
Yeah.
The thing is, there is a World Cup for Greenies, which we played it 2 years back.
It's two years back.
At Nkowa Nkowa Stadium, we played against USA, we played against Spain, France, Mozambique, Zambia. Yeah.
And this is all grannies who are 60 plus.
60 plus.
Phenomenal.
60 plus. And
phenomenal.
And then when we check, we are playing with people whom they were playing from 11 from years. And they played for their national teams.
Yes.
Those one from USA.
So where do they go? Well, this is where they go. Yes.
So when they come to Nkowa Nkowa, we were featuring with USA. And they were the champions. So they beat us 3-0 first game.
But the pressure must have been high.
No, the thing, they were like, and they used to play to each other, the color, the language, the people at the stand,
yes,
the crowd
shouting tiki tiki yo.
Yeah, you see. So the second game we played against Zambia, we beat them 1-0.
Amazing.
The other game we played against I think KwaZulu-Natal.
Right.
You know KwaZulu-Natal, there is another green called Ankel. She can even juggle the ball, hit the ball. So that lady can play better than some of the PSL players.
I technique, don't doubt it. Everything I don't is there. Doubt it, yeah.
I'm telling you. We beat them 5-0.
Wow!
it was for the first time. Ne?
It's what, Mom Emily?
No, it was mixed with Itani Gogos, but it was called Northern Star.
Okay, Star. Got you.
We just pick there and there.
Yes.
But to make it
most of the people were from Itani Gogos. 11th of them.
And just imagine, you are teaching somebody how to kick a ball, even the rules of soccer, at the age of 65, because the oldest was 69. And then we are teaching them.
But, skills are being developed. They understand and the passion is there.
Yeah. Mentally, physically, and they are dedicated.
So there's a Gogo's World Cup.
And right now, as I'm speaking, by August, we're going to play African Cup of Nations with Zimbabwe, Zambia. They're coming in Pulkwa.
So there's a big issue about maybe women's football not being supported and not being televised and seen. But now, I mean, I'm sure Gogo's football is even less talked about and seen. So, you know, tell us more about what you hope for the team, yes, but for sports to give to people who are senior citizens, you know, the opportunity to come out and to play. What do you hope for Itzani Gogo's Football Club? Mama Joyce?
I think those old grannies that are at home, they must know about Itzani Gogos, that even though we are old enough, let's come out and do something. And then I hope that Itzani Gogos is going to attract many, many, many old grannies, even those that say, I'm enough with life. I'm just waiting for my coffin. Maybe if they join the granny soccer, they will be like eagles. They are going to renew their strength.
Yes.
So I hope that Itzani Gogos will make a good impact to others. They will attract, we are going to attract many people, many provinces in South Africa as a whole, Africa as a whole, the world as a whole.
Absolutely.
So
we're saying entry age is 60 years of age.
Yeah.
What is the highest age you have trained, coach?
Yeah, the highest age, I think it was 70 or... it's 70. Because it's the ladies and the gentlemen. Yeah.
Okay. So around 70.
Yeah.
But if you're fit, if you're able, if you can walk, if you can move, and you're plus 70, you can also join.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Because we...
There's no discrimination with the goggles.
No.
Okay.
Because, good. You know, Uri, if you are having a first team, and then you have to prepare the second team, which will replace those one who are getting old in a way, if they are no longer active, whereby they can kick football. But the language which is inside them, they are talking of football, they won't go away. They will be there guiding those coming one.
Well, this has been a phenomenal conversation. I have enjoyed understanding your passion, understanding how it works, and the fact that movement, community, even post-retirement, this is stuff that can really keep you living healthy and happily, and you're a great example. So thank you very much for coming to visit us. Emily Tariga Namutudi. Our super number 7 over there. And yeah. Joyce Tiki Tiki Yo Ramuneniwa.
Yes,
Thank you so much for coming to see us. And of course, our fantastic coach, Eric Ramavale, thank you for representing Itzadi, Old Gogos Football Club. Don't give up. This is so inspiring. Thank you.
You won't give up.
I love it.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.